You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We know that there are a lot of you that have just been suffering without power, and maybe some of you starting to get it back. We've also got big news out of Beirut. It's a huge, important day. Heart for Lebanon. Kevin McCullough, stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
AM 570 The Mission and FM 102.3 WMCA Radio. Asking you to help us change the world every single day. And we're not afraid to ask you to do big things for the kingdom of God, like change people's hearts in a very tough part of the world during a pandemic. See, we believe that God's big enough to do all of that. Listen to this right here.
We want to change the perspective of the kids about life, and we want them to have hope in the future, because any country that's tormented by war, there's no hope for future. They have been learning about hatred, and we are instilling in them love, revenge, and we're talking to them about forgiveness, being kind instead of being bitter. We want to invest heavily in that age so that we can make a change in the future of Syria.
That is the whole story of the ministry called Heart for Lebanon in one little soundbite. But it is an amazing work that for the last 2 years, you have chosen to stand with and to say, yes, we want to see those kids come to Christ and have their lives radically transformed in a place where if we don't, they may be radically transformed for evil. Joining me to discuss this amazing work is the co-founder of Heart for Lebanon, Tom Adama, and the voice of Heart for Lebanon, Jack Hibbard, who once again joins us. And gentlemen, it's even in these weird days of pandemics and hurricanes and everything else that we've got going on in America, it is still amazing to see God do what Joseph was telling us about in that little soundbite right there. Tom, talk to us about why you and your team came together and founded Heart for Lebanon.
Well, in 2006, Kevin, we came together to form Heart for Lebanon because we wanted a biblical response to the natural disaster that took place in 2006 between Hezbollah and Israel. Mm-hmm. And since that time, especially right now, and everybody knows, Kevin, that Lebanon the Lebanese people are very resilient people. But that is coming to an end. That reputation has been earned down through the years by weathering outside list of challenges, a 15-year civil war, political tensions with Syria, wars with Israel, the collapsing public service infrastructure of today, economic collapse that's all taken place, plus COVID-19. Hmm. COVID-19 is actually getting to be a footnote into the history of all this other stuff that's going on. In fact, the bottom line effect of these factors, of the economic factors, is that much of the middle class, in fact, 65% of the middle class in Lebanon today, this very day, has slipped into poverty in the last 3 months. In fact, it's expected to go to 75% by the end of December 2020.
Wow. That is a stunning statistic. And Jack Hibbard, I know that one of the urgent needs that Heart for Lebanon is alerting people to right now is this emergency period to help get that emergency assistance to. Talk about the 60-day window that we have here.
Yeah, and I think everybody can relate to this, right? We've all felt, I think, in these times, Kevin, as if we've been in an emergency ourselves. But that's nothing, as Tom has just described, compared to what these refugees are facing and have been facing, by the way, even though it's not on the front page of our news. In fact, it's hard to find it on the back page of our news these days. But the Syrian conflict continues. It's still very dangerous there. People can't return home. This has been going on for 10 years. And so these people are stuck, and it is an emergency because Lebanon, as you've heard, is in such terrible shape, both from a worldwide pandemic, but also from an economic standpoint, that people are hurting, people are dying, people are barely surviving. So one of the things I love about Heart for Lebanon, and this is what I want people to understand, is they make an investment today, Kevin. They're making an investment into a ministry that is relational. And what I mean by that is we're not a hit and run ministry. We don't go to one refugee tent settlement, drop a truck full of supplies, and then move on to the next. We get into a relationship with people. And when you're in a relationship with people, you do whatever you have to do to help people survive. So you asked about emergency supplies, right? We've got this little window here where we've got 1,000 families that are on a waiting list. We want to take as many of those families as we can off that list by providing them supplemental food portions, hygiene kits to fight this pandemic. Can you imagine what COVID would be like in a refugee tent settlement where people don't even know how to wash their hands, don't have running water to wash their hands? We'll continue to provide Christian education. Hope on Wheels, our mobile VBS kind of fun truck, right, that rolls into these refugee tent settlements to minister to kids. That's getting ready to fire up and go back into action this fall. Bible studies, our churches. But here's the deal. I want you to know, as you invest today, that everything you give will be going to meet whatever needs are happening at the very moment that these people need it, because that's what you do when you're in relationship with people. And here's the beautiful part, Kevin, when you're in a relationship with people, and by the way, Heart for Lebanon commits to serving families that they minister to for a minimum of 12 months. Some of these people we've been serving for all 10 years of the conflict. But when you're in a relationship with people, what that enables to happen is eventually the question comes out, why do you care about us? And that's where we get to share the fact that we care about them because Jesus loves us. That's where we get to share the gospel, and that's where lives are being changed.
There is nowhere to turn. There is no Medicaid, Medicare. There's no government system. There's no backstop. There's nothing. It is just the body of Christ reaching out and loving and saying, hey, we're going to help with Heart for Lebanon. $116 helps two families right now, 888-211-5944. If you could help more than that, if maybe you could do a multi-month gift of $116 a month for the next couple of months, you'd help even more families. But what can you do right now in the next 60 days? These 1,000 families are in a world of uncertainty and really need help in a desperate way. 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944. Now, let me just give you an example of what your gifts do in the lives of those that Heart for Lebanon is reaching. Listen to this story about a mother and how meeting Heart for Lebanon helped her to come and know Jesus.
My name is Afaf. This last year has been life-changing for me and my family of seven. I had heard of Heart for Lebanon for a while before I decided to go to their center to ask for help. I was expecting to maybe receive food portions and cleaning detergents, but what I received was much more than just a bag of food. I received the Word of God. I remember leaving there with a sense of hope and deep joy that I hadn't felt in a long time. With tears streaming down my face, I rushed back home determined to tell all my family and friends about Jesus. As a mother of five children, I'm constantly running around caring for their needs. And since my husband is suffering from heart disease, I am also responsible for providing for the family. I've been so worried and filled with anxiety, but that afternoon at the Heart for Lebanon Center completely opened my eyes. For the first time in my life, I learned that God cares for me and for my family, and listening to the Word of God has lifted my spirits and given me new hope. When the staff prayed for me, I was amazed because no one had ever prayed for me before. And I suddenly realized that God is close, wants to have a relationship with me, and is not angry. Now I attend church service every Sunday, even though I have to walk 3 miles to get there. Even my husband started joining me when he saw this sudden joy in my heart. Although our circumstances are still not easy, I know that God is on our side, and He is the God of the impossible.
Wow, friends, a genuine conversion to Jesus and a genuine effect in her life. Friends, that's what your gift did last year. Those of you that gave a year ago, you contributed to those transformations. So here's what I need you to do. Pick up a phone and say, yes, I'll help two families right now. $116 will help two Lebanese families, get our Syrian refugee families in Lebanon, get through this crisis over the next 60 days. 888-211-5944. 888-211-5944. You can also give online at WMCA.com. 888-211-5944. Be part of the team transformation. That's what we're going to name you guys. You're going to be the transformation team. 888-211-5944. Call right now. 888-211-5944. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own immune system. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. If you forget to take your dose one day, just double up the next day. It's simply fruits and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies. Balance of Nature is now offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. So start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure you use the discount code. The Mission.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us for the very first time, a very special guest who is a New York City treasure, a legend in the Harlem community, Reverend Robert Royal. You speak of Jimmy Hoffa, we talk about the father. You knew him, didn't you?
The old man was quite a figure, particularly when it came to negotiation, contract negotiation. He didn't take no prisoners. You either were with him or you were against him. And Jimmy Hoffa was true to a fault. He never once deceived anybody. He told you right up front, I'm doing this for my people. And that's what Jimmy Hoffa was all about. A great man, a great man. And in spirit, he still lives in my mind, and I pray God that he lives in every Teamster that walks this earth.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoons at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com, tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Visited New York Truck Stop Radio lately? We're open and here for you, especially in these uncertain times. Join Arthur and Zach Miller and guests as they discuss transportation, commerce, and the bottom line. Saturday afternoons at 1 on AM 570, The Mission, WMCA. Nobody told me.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. And even a brief history of late payments can lead to a big drop in your credit score. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. We'll work with your creditors, put a stop to late fees and other penalties, and make a plan that helps you get caught up. We'll also consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment and negotiate much lower interest rates. Not only will you find immediate relief, you'll save thousands. And don't worry, it's not a loan. It's a smart way to get back on track. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, no one really knows what the future will bring. But one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
I know that on those tablets Mr. Moses brought down is the commandment to not covet. But I'll confess, my neighbor and his lawnmower is making it tough. He's got this stand-behind, ride-along space shuttle that covers probably three times more space than my trusty old lawn boy. So, when we have who mows the fastest races, which are completely fabricated in my head, he has some impressive advantages that I just don't have. And at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're blessed to have a pretty special advantage of our own, and one that could be a big deal for you. Our team is lucky to be an arm of a bigger company that is a direct lender. which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or new home purchase. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Do you wake up in the morning feeling tired, like you haven't slept at all? Experience better quality sleep with drug-free RemFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. With number one sleep doctor recommended RemFresh, get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
We're grateful for those of you that have made it a priority the past couple of years when we have told you about a work called Heart for Lebanon to stand with us and them in some very transformational moments in people's lives. I want you to hear the story of Sarah.
My name is Sarah. When we lived in Syria, my daughter and I used to lock ourselves inside our homes, hiding from Muslim rebel fighters in our town. At the time, we were living in rebel-held Aleppo that was under a lot of fire by the regime and its supporters. We were so scared that we only left the house when it was absolutely necessary. I can't tell you how many times God protected me from sniper bullets and shelling. Finally, in 2019, my daughter and I fled Syria to seek refuge in Lebanon. Life has been so hard since coming here. As a refugee, I can't find employment, and for a long time, we survived on handouts from people around us. And then we met Heart for Lebanon. They met us in our time of need and started to provide food portions and the survival essentials we needed. It all started when one of their staff members invited me to go to a Bible study. From the moment I stepped into the hall where they were meeting, I felt a deep peace from within. And listening to the word, I realized, for the first time in my life, I had understood the word of God. I love the take-home sheets they give us at the study and have really enjoyed learning about God and the relationship I can have with Him. And even during the recent pandemic, Heart for Lebanon has been great. They even dropped off food, face masks, and hand sanitizers for my daughter and me. I am so grateful for Heart for Lebanon and for what they have taught me about God and for the hope I now feel in my heart.
Whatever the circumstances of planet Earth around us, I think we can all agree that the real life that is lived is contained so much more in our heart and what we feel and think and experience. And friends, that is exactly where Sarah's transformation started, as you hear her describing it there. Circumstances of war and then of living in a refugee camp. And yet, because Jesus became part of the equation, something changed inside of her. And that has changed for the good and forever. And that is the beauty of what Heart for Lebanon is doing. Joining me is the co-founder of Heart for Lebanon, Tom Adama, and a longtime spokesperson for Heart for Lebanon, Jack Hibbard, who have both been with us the last couple of times that we've been together. And Tom, when I hear Sarah's story, it doesn't seem unique from the standpoint that it's the first time I've heard it. In fact, all the stories that you've told me from Heart for Lebanon contain these similar elements. But it is so amazing. And I don't want to lose the mystery of being just blown away at what God has done in lives just like Sarah's over and over again for as long as you guys have been operating there.
Well, you know, in unprecedented times, Kevin, give us unprecedented opportunities. And now you have 2 million refugees in the country of Lebanon on top of 4 million Lebanese, all sliding into starvation. The middle class no longer exists in Lebanon. I used to say that Lebanon was a first world country with a third world problem. It's now a second world country with a third world problem, but fastly becoming a third world country with a third world problem. But this is a unique time in history. This is our Esther moment for our generation. In fact, I like to spend a lot of time, I know we don't have it, so I won't, talking about why this time in history is so vitally important. It's part of our, this should be our an estate planning issue for us. What do we want to pass on to the next generation? It's not a money issue when we talk about estate planning. It's about winning the next generation to Jesus Christ. And we've never had an opportunity to reach Muslim boys and girls and their families with the gospel of Jesus Christ as we have today. Never before in history, especially Syrian refugees. Syria is closed to the gospel. Yes, you can speak and preach and teach inside the closed room of your church, but as soon as they hear it outside those walls, you're thrown in prison, never to be heard from again. But in God's wisdom, don't ask me to explain it. Don't ask me to agree with it. But God sent 2 million refugees to the country of Lebanon where it's legal. It's in the Constitution. You can proselytize. That's the good news. The bad news is everybody can do that. This is our window of opportunity. And I've got to tell you, Kevin, this window is not going to stay open long. In the news just this morning, you have all kinds of bombing going off between Hezbollah and the country to the south. Syria is now involved. China's now involved in it. It's escalating by the moment. This is our Esther moment, and we better pay attention to it as God intended it.
888-211-5944. What we're asking you to do is to help two refugee families for the next 60 days. A $116 gift helps them survive this kind of unique crisis that they're facing in the pandemic window of time, and it is urgent that they receive these supplies at this time to help them survive for these next 60 days. Jack Hibbard, Tom threw out a lot of really kind of eye-opening stats there. 2 million refugees on top of 4 million Lebanese, and an infrastructure, as we spoke about last year, that wasn't designed really to hold all that many people to begin with. And when you're talking about, as Sarah was, having to relocate because of the violence in Syria and not being allowed to get a job and not being allowed to do a number of things in the country, the Christians in Lebanon, the Lebanese Christians themselves, are showing great acts of compassion and kindness on people that have not always been kind to them. Expound on that a little bit.
Kevin, it blows me away. I mean, one of the things I think that was the biggest impression on me when I went to Lebanon for the first time in 2008 and really saw Heart for Lebanon in its infancy stages was to realize that we had, you know, a full staff of indigenous people. This is not an American organization over there planting, you know, missionaries from America in Lebanon. There's nothing wrong with that. But the beautiful part of one of the beautiful distinctives of Heart for Lebanon, I really think that was so impressive to me, was to see these people truly living out loving your enemy. And here's what I mean by this. If you know anything about the history of these two countries, Lebanon and Syria, Syria forever has been an enemy of the country of Lebanon. In fact, our co-founder Camille Melki talks about, you know, literally being underneath a table with bullets flying over his head during his wedding reception. I mean, this has been something that's been going on forever. And so to see these people acting out truly the love of Jesus is just an amazing thing. God calls us to love even our enemies. And by the way, most of these families that I've had the opportunity to meet, you look in these children's eyes and you realize, but for the grace of God, that could be us, right?
Yeah.
Thank God we have the opportunity today to change the direction, to change the culture in the Middle East with just a simple act.
Certainly we do. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. 888-211-5944. $116 helps secure two families with survival essentials in a very important and urgent 60-day window that they desperately need them in. There are 1,000 of these at-risk families that need our help. 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944, or online at WMCA.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every week we give you a mortgage insight, a tip, if you will, from my guys at Fellowship Home Loans, the mortgage guys, as I called them for years, Mike Raikman and Brian Sheely. And today we get to speak with Mike Raikman. We're always talking with Brian, but Mike is kind enough to pick up the phone today. And Mike, one of the questions that came in was, you know, interest rates, they're not on the front page news these days, but in fact, they should be. Why?
That's a great question. And I think obviously the answer is pretty obvious that our front pages are dominated by COVID-19 and the upcoming election and everything going on with different protests and movements, Black Lives Matter and everything of the sort, which are all very important things going on right now. But people need to also understand that I've been in the business for 20 years. And we've basically been tracking interest rates for over 50 years. And this is the lowest they've ever been.
Wow.
So whether you own a house or you're looking to buy a house, now is the time to act. People could save a ton of money on their monthly payments or even utilize equity in the house because house prices are still super high. And your buying power is tremendous right now with these low interest rates.
I know that some people are going to have a hard time believing what you just said, but I want to reiterate it. You've been doing this for 20 years personally. You've been tracking interest rates, the industry has, for 50 years, and you're saying they've never been this low.
They've never been this low. So between everything going on in our economy, everything going on with, you know, things shutting down and now COVID coming back, you know, at a rapid pace in Florida and Texas and everything like that and all that uncertainty, the one silver lining in all this is that we got the lowest interest rates ever. Housing, you know, how much money you can save is insanely cheap. It's a blessing, Kevin. It's a blessing.
Well, it's why you got to take advantage of it now, friends. While you can, call Mike and Brian today. They cut out the middleman. They are the direct lending source, and they can get your loan done faster than any bank you could be going through. 800-804-SAVE is the number. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-SAVE. Mike Raichman, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a great day.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women, talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product this May after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer. Talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Are you scared of dental surgery? Unhappy with your smile? Tired of partial dentures? Then ZX27 glass abutment is for you. Only offered at M&M Dental in the heart of Brooklyn, it's a unique European non-surgical FDA-approved procedure giving patients back their confidence and smile. Here to explain is Dr. Seltzer.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
Now tell us a little bit about the ZX27.
Sure. ZX27 is a revolutionary, non-surgical, FDA-approved procedure which gives patients a permanent smile without having to endure surgery and eliminates partial dentures.
Do you own the exclusive rights to this procedure?
Yes, we do, for the United States. This procedure has been done for over 30 years in 28 different countries worldwide.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from your patients?
Patients are loving their new beautiful smiles while avoiding implant surgery and not having to wear partial dentures.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Dr. Seltzer. Call M&M Dental now at 718-853-5777. That's 718-853-5777.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Friends, we're talking about helping two families of about six people each for the next 60 days. A vital, survival, essential task for families that are otherwise being inundated with terrorism, COVID, the economy, and all kinds of other situations. And we've been telling you some of the stories. You're going to hear more stories coming up as well. But I want you to have that phone number handy, 888-211-5944. 888-211-5944. 888-211-5944. It's a crisis in Lebanon because there are 2 million refugees that are on top of a population of 4 million Lebanese, and it is turning into a third world country due to the Syrian civil war. But what's happened now is that the COVID-19 outbreak has amplified the hurt, the pain, the need. And these Christian Lebanese that are ministering to the Syrians in a way that is powerful. Syrians have always looked down on the Lebanese. And there was a self-superiority that we are better than you, that they've always
carried with them. And now for the Lebanese people to show them the love of Jesus, Christian Lebanese people to show Syrians that have never known a loving God, that have only heard about the hardness of heart from Islam. This is an amazing thing. 888-211-5944. 888-211-5944. It truly is amazing, correct, Jack Hibbard?
And to think that we get to be a part of this now, a simple act. I mean, we're not asking folks in the New York City metro area to jump on a plane and go over to Lebanon. By the way, when all this craziness of the pandemic stops, we'd love to have you do that. We'd love to have you join us in Lebanon. But we're not asking for that today. We're asking you to make a simple phone call that I can promise you will truly change lives. Kevin, I want to share a story of Shayna because she touches my heart. This is a little girl that helped us realize that, you know, when we share the gospel over there in Lebanon with Syrian refugees, we're also sharing with people who perhaps, and I know this is hard for Americans to understand, but perhaps have never even heard the name of Jesus Christ. Shayna was one of those kids. She came to our Hope Center. That's the place where we get an opportunity to teach kids, give them an education. Refugee children who, by the way, don't have a right to education in Lebanon will never get the opportunity to go to school. Some of these kids in these refugee camps came to us when they were 2 years old. They are now 12 and have never been inside a classroom, if you can even imagine that. In America, it's hard for us to imagine. But Shayna was one of those kids. And we do this with all of our children. We say, hey, look, tell us about a defining moment in your school year. And I want to just read this to you because this is what she said. She said, when we were in Syria, we didn't know anything about Christ the Lord. But when we came to Lebanon, I joined Heart for Lebanon's Hope Center. And it's there where I got to know that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, that he can save my sins, and whoever worships him will have eternal life. I learned that one day I could be with him in heaven forever. Folks, I got to tell you, Shayna had that opportunity in the Hope Center there because somebody right here in the New York City metro area was willing to sacrifice a small gift. And here's the thing. We can touch a whole lot of people with not a whole lot of cash. And that's the exciting thing to me because of the way your investment works. $116 is going to help two families just like Shayna's. And by the way, when I say families, it's usually 10 children in two families because it's about five kids and a single parent. That's the reality of what's happening in this refugee tent settlements. So we can reach these two families with that kind of Christian education that Shayna got, with supplemental food portions, with emergency supplies, just a gift of $116. But Kevin, I really believe, honestly, that there are folks listening right now. And look, I know 2020 has been a crazy year. And a lot of folks have been adversely impacted by what's happened with COVID and the pandemic. But I also know there are a lot of people listening right now that go, you know what? God's been good to me. And I've made it through these last several months pretty much okay. And I still have a job and things are good. I want to talk to you for just a second, because have you ever stopped to think that maybe God has spared you for this very moment? There could be other moments as well, but I honestly believe that he sometimes blesses people so we can stand up in the gap for those who have been really adversely affected. And so I'm going to ask you right now to be as generous as you can. I'd love, Kevin, for in this moment for us to take care of 20 families. It's not that hard. You and nine others stepping up right now with that gift of $116, or maybe you, who've been uniquely blessed, could make that gift of about $1,100, which would take care of those 20 families. But make the call right now, won't you?
888-211-5944, 888-211-5944. You can also give online at WMCA.com. It is very simple to do. You just click on the Heart for Lebanon banner. But friends, you've heard it with your own ears in the last 12 minutes. You've heard Sarah go from a place of war to a place of deep transformational faith, and now eager to tell others about the joy that she finds within herself. That's the story. That's the story of transformation that Heart for Lebanon is telling again and again, as every person that they reach is being exposed to the gospel in a way that they wouldn't have even thought possible just months ago. 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944. Your gift of $116 will help two families with emergency supplies for the next 60 days, and we need your help. 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944, online at WMCA.com.
When Dr. Lederman came to New York from Harvard, 97% of women in New York were losing their breasts as breast cancer treatment. But 90% of Dr. Lederman's patients with breast cancer were keeping their breasts. Dr. Lederman, an outspoken advocate of breast-saving therapy, educated women about choices. To arm every woman about breast cancer, choices, breast-saving whenever possible and desired. When every hospital thought standard radiation was okay, Dr. Lederman had a better idea. Innovative Dr. Lederman first brought brain radio surgery to New York and body radio surgery to America. Meet Dr. Lederman, breast-conserving therapy over decades. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, about breast cancer treatment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. For a fresh second opinion, call Dr. Lederman. Breast cancer treatment, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Call Dr. Lederman today, 212-CHOICES.
This is Michael Medved at michaelmedved.com for Town Hall. The mainstream media reflexively praised the civil unrest afflicting major cities across the country using the term peaceful protest, without even acknowledging that the phrase is an obvious contradiction in terms. Dictionary definitions for the word peaceful are, number one, peaceable, and number two, untroubled by conflict, agitation, or commotion, quiet, tranquil, end quote. Now, there's nothing quiet or tranquil about what's going on today. Yes, protests can be nonviolent. Dr. King and the late John Lewis always stressed nonviolence, even in the face of violent provocation. But the current demonstrations emphasize no positive goals or programs of reform, amounting only to angry expressions of unfocused rage. Naturally, there's nothing peaceful in this process, a process which in most cases leads inevitably to violent destruction. I'm Michael Medved.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's summertime, and you know, and I know, there's nothing tougher than deciding what you want to put on your grill for that next big barbecue or even dinner for the weeknight. Well, I've got the perfect products for you. Try the unmistakable Latin flavor of Campesino Salami Especial or Hemonetta Campesino, both from Sibau Meat Products. The Campesino Salami Especial is a flavorful blend of fine meat and spices. It tastes great. It's high in protein, gluten-free. The Hemonetta Campesino is a blend of salami and ham, also delicious and high in protein. They're both perfect for grilling, sandwiches, and even salads. You can find these or any of the products at a supermarket near you, including BJ's, Costco, Jetro, Stop and Shop, and Sam's Club. Pick up Sibau Meat products today. Don't forget to head to am570themission.com for a chance to win a whole basket of these delicious grilling goodies. Remember, as they say, if you don't see their logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart. Sibau Meat products, over 45 years of tradition and quality. Make it your tradition today.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Everywhere I go, oh, I say is it all.
It's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
When we teach them Bible, they are happy. We can see them in chapel time, in worship time. They are singing, they are worshiping, they are jumping. They are changed from sad kids to happy kids. I love to do this. I love to tell children about Jesus.
That's an actual worker for Heart for Lebanon in the field that interfaces with the children each day. And did you catch what he said there? He said we turn sad kids into happy kids. Do you know anything in American life that does that for them? I mean, aside from just, you know, giving them their spoiled way. I want the iPad. Boom. Okay, here. No. But what is the difference? Let's talk to Tom Adama, who is the co-founder of Heart for Lebanon. Tom, what is that Heart for Lebanon worker describing there? What is that process that takes them from sad to happy?
Well, we know that when Jesus enters a person's life, he makes their life better and they become better at life. And that's what happens here. Can you imagine being a young boy, like you heard in that thing, or a young girl coming into Lebanon with absolutely nothing, living in total despair, no toys, no clothes, no house, just a tent on the side of a farmer's field built on dirt or rough concrete. Maybe it's 6x6. That's it. Nothing. Zero. Your dreams are dashed. Your dignity is gone. Your self-worth is lost. But all of a sudden, you're introduced to Jesus Christ. And we do that because we give them some humanitarian aid. We call it family care and an education. And together, that brings transformation. Let me tell you about Toma. Toma was a young boy who is a little bit unique than the other children. Yes, he left Syria with his mother because his father had been kidnapped. And he had four siblings, but he was carried into Lebanon in his mother's womb. And 2 weeks to the day when he landed in Lebanon, he was born and became instantly a statistic. Not a statistic because he was a Syrian refugee in a country that didn't want him, but he's a statistic because he's one of 300 children that were born in Lebanon without a birth certificate and no human identity. Toma, to this day, we found Toma and his family, started providing some family services for them, some family aid. Put Toma in our school. Toma came to faith in Jesus Christ, turned his whole world upside down. And if you met Toma, Toma would tell you the same thing he told me face to face. For the first time in my life since I've met Jesus in your team, I have an identity. I have a purpose. And my dreams have been restored to go back to my country and share Jesus with my country of Syria. That's what we're asking you to be part of. That's part of the transformation that takes place in a lot of children's lives.
Team transformation. That's what we're becoming here at WMCA, friends. And as we are hearing the stories of what Heart for Lebanon is, in fact, initiating and affecting in the lives of these refugees, it is hard not to be bitten with the excitement and the passion that you hear in Tom's voice. Because when you see children that go from being sad to happy. When you see a child who's never had an idea of what his native country was like or really about and never been there, he was born somewhere else, but now has a calling, now has a passion to go back and to share the gospel, there's something real about that. And that real thing is Jesus. And that's what Heart for Lebanon is giving to the refugees that are in limbo. And friends, let me just quickly tell you what we're doing specifically. There are 1,000 refugee families that are waiting in a process in a world where there are 2 million refugees. There's about 1,000 of these families that don't have services currently. They don't have the necessary survival essentials that they need. And Heart for Lebanon knows exactly every one of them. They know the names of the ones that are there, and they want to do all that they can. They need your help for a gift of $116 to get immediate survival necessities to those 1,000 families. And for $116, you can help two families at a time. Would you call 888-211-5944 in the process of helping them find food to eat and shelter to sleep under and education for their children, teaching them how to speak and add and do all that stuff? They're going to be exposed to the love of Jesus. Some of them are going to be exposed to the love of Jesus through Lebanese who just years before were looked down upon by these same Syrians. But now Lebanese Christians who have forgiveness and love in their heart, loving and ministering and reaching out. Friends, is there a more perfect picture of the gospel than what's happening right there? This is really an amazing thing, but they need your help right now. 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944. I want you to hear one more story about something that Heart for Lebanon kind of didn't really plan on needing to initiate or to build or to happen. It wasn't part of the long-term strategy.
But listen to what happened to Huria when she went into one of the Heart for Lebanon churches.
My name is Huria. I'm from Syria, from the northern city of Raqqa. We suffered a lot during the war, escaping from place to place. Eventually, my husband decided that we should move to Lebanon. So one day, I came to another organization close to Heart for Lebanon, but I was surprised to see a large group of people at the gate of a church. So I asked around, wondering what all this is about. I was told that this is a church and people go there to worship. My curiosity suddenly grew as I wanted to know what church and worship meant. Because I was so amazed to see people in such large numbers, I knew there was something intriguing, so I decided to go inside. I entered the church and sat in the very back. As I sat with my three kids, I was clueless as to what was going on. But the music was the first thing that touched my heart. It was like some magnet attracting me. I kept asking the people what this thing is. I heard answers like prayer and the Lord Jesus, but all that was new to my ears. And every Sunday, as I came, I got more absorbed. I started each time approaching one row forward, and I never stopped asking questions. I had so much desire to know more. Once, I asked one of the senior brothers at church, "Who is God? Who is the Lord Jesus? Tell me about this God of peace and love who is being preached." So he explained to me and told me about the Lord Jesus. To him be all praise. Something inside of me changed. My excitement grew more and more, so I decided to give my life to him. I sat with the team and they prayed over me, and I gave my life to the Lord. It was the best day of my life.
Friends, it wasn't part of the original plan, but it is something that God is using to reach more people for the cause of Jesus, and your gift makes that happen. Help one of these 1,000 families that are caught in limbo right now. These refugees need your help. 116 will help two families survive for the next 60 days. It's an urgent window that we have, and we need your help. 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944, or online at WMCA.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own immune system. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Strengthen your immune system today. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. We all make choices about cutting costs, especially now. The last thing you want to cut is the things that are helping you the most. Don't cut costs on your health. Start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special offer by using the discount code THE MISSION.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
What what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Friends, I know it is super easy to be distracted if you don't have power, if you are suffering from the continued outage, if there are things in your life like not being able to travel to and from your city in an easy way. There's all kinds of things that interrupt our lives and get very, very messy very fast. And, you know, all we have to do is just point to Mayor de Blasio today saying he's now going to put checkpoints all around the city so that people can't come in unless they pass his approval. There are these things that if we are not careful will distract us from the important things. And that's why I'm Jack and Tom. I'm glad Jack and Tom have been here with us for the last couple of days and will be with us for the next couple, because I don't want to let any of these families that are hanging in limbo be forgotten. We've been telling you that there are 1,000 families that are in limbo in Lebanon right now, that are somewhere between you know, the ability to identify that they don't want to live in Syria anymore, but then they're not being acclimated into the Lebanese culture at all. And when you understand that you've got approximately, you know, millions more that are receiving some sort of aid, and then you see these 1,000 families that are not, you're talking about a devastating scenario, especially for the children. And as COVID has been unleashed, there are breakouts in the refugee camps. As the children are not being allowed to go to Lebanese school, there is great risk that they will be recruited by, you know, violence. And so we are very concerned about the possibility of trying to help about 200 of those 1,000 families. And friends, it costs about $58 to help a family for the next 60 days, get essential survival supplies. It costs $116 to get two families cared for, and that's what we're asking you to consider doing. Would your family stand with two other families and help 12 people survive? And the outcome is not just that they survive, but that they are introduced through a process to Jesus Christ, that their life has changed, that their heart has changed, that they then want to turn around and help others find their way to him as well. It's an exciting thing. You're hearing stories from Tom and from Jack about how that has taken place. But friends, I know that there are more stories to be told. And some of you gave last year and helped make those stories happen this year. Would you consider a gift right now? $116 will help two families survive for an essential 60-day survival period. 888-211-5944 is the number. 888-211-5944. 888-211-5944. 888-211-5944. Please don't let this day go by. No matter the distractions, don't let this day go by and leave those families hanging. This world is a broken place, and the body of Christ is called to make that difference. And you're doing it today. 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.